greetings to all of you. Moments of melody coming your way to cheer you on your way. Father, where shall I work today? And my love flowed warm and free. Then he pointed me out a tiny spot and said, "Tend that for me." I answered quickly, "Oh no, not there. Why, no one would ever see. No matter how well my work was done, not that little place for me." And the word he spoke, it was not stern. He answered me tenderly, "Ah, little one, search that heart of thine. Art thou working for them or for me?" Nazareth was a little place, and so was Galilee. Lord Jesus, though he was so very rich, yet to help you, became so very poor, so that by being poor he could make you rich. God wanted all of himself to be in his Son. God's Son shines out with God's glory, and all that God's Son is and does marks him as God. He regulates the universe by the mighty power of his command. He is the one who died to cleanse us and clear our record of all sin, and then sat down in highest honor beside the great God of heaven. And thus he became far greater than the angels, as proved by the fact that his name, Son of God, which was passed on to him from his Father, is far greater than the names and titles of the angels, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but laid aside his mighty power and glory, taking the disguise of a slave and becoming like men. Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but I, the Messiah, have no home of my own, no place to lay my head. God has already given you everything you need. He has given you the whole world to use, and life and even death are your servants. He has given you all of the present and all of the future. All are yours, and you belong to Christ, and Christ is God's. In this man Jesus there is forgiveness for your sins. Everyone who trusts in him is freed from all guilt and declared righteous, something the Jewish law could never do. He was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was chastised that we might have peace. He was lashed and we were healed.
Now his suffering upon